feed inflation, supply chain inflation rockets to 23.9%. Final demand at record 8.6%. By John Carney on October 14, 2021. A key measure of inflation jumped 8.6% in September compared to a year ago. The largest advance since the Labor Department began calculating annual changes in producer prices under the current system in 2010. And a measure of inflation further out in the supply chain jumped 23.9% compared with a year ago. The producer price index for final demand rose 0.5% in September, a slowdown after the 0.7% gain in August. Compared with a year ago, the producer price index is up 8.6%, higher than the 8.3% rise reported a month ago. Prices for materials for durable goods manufacturing rose 1.9% for the month and are up a shocking 53% year over year. Components rose 0.8% on a monthly basis and are up 7.9% annually. The producer price index looks at inflation from the point of view of businesses, measuring prices received by sellers. The final demand index tracks goods and services sold to end users in households, businesses, government, and as exports. In the past, the index was misleadingly called the wholesale index, and many establishment media organizations continue to describe it incorrectly. PPI also tracks prices paid higher up in the supply chain, measuring costs paid by businesses for components, materials, and services that go into products and services they sell to consumers and other businesses. These so-called intermediate demand prices show even more inflation right now. Prices of processed goods for intermediate demand jumped 1.3% in September and they are up 23.9% compared with a year ago. Prices of unprocessed goods for intermediate demand rose 2.4% in September and they are up 45.9% from a year ago. Much of the September price gain was due to higher energy and food costs. Take those out, and unprocessed goods costs fell 3.5% for the month. Services for intermediate demand rose 0.5% in September and prices are up 8% year over year. The Department of Labor said that an increase in the prices of business loans was a major factor in the September rise in prices for services for intermediate demand. The intermediate demand indexes get even more granular, opening a view into how prices are flowing through the production process at four different stages. Stage 4 is the final step of intermediate demand, just before a product is sold onto its end user. The third stage sells to the fourth, the second to the third, and the first the second. Prices for Stage 4 intermediate demand rose 0.4% in September following a 0.8% increase in August. Prices of goods inputs to Stage 4 climbed 0.5%, and prices for total services inputs moved up 0.4%. Compared with 12 months earlier, prices for Stage 4 intermediate demand goods and services rose 11.6%. Look out to Stage 3 and prices moved up 1.0% in September, the same as in August, with inputs to goods up 1.2% and inputs to services up 0.8%. For the 12 months ended in September, prices for Stage 3 intermediate demand advanced 20.2%. Stage 2 prices rose 2.5% in September, the sixth consecutive increase. Goods inputs jumped 4.0%, and prices for services inputs climbed 1.1%. Compared with a year ago, Stage 2 prices were up 22.7%. Prices for Stage 1 intermediate demand moved up 0.2% in September following a 0.9% increase in August. The index tracking inputs to Stage 1 rose 0.9% but services inputs fell 0.5%. Compared with a year ago, Stage 1 prices are up 19.9%. The decline in services inputs appears to reflect a decline in demand for passenger airline services as the public once again shunned leisure travel as the Delta variant surged.